Welcome to Fuel's First Podcast. I'm your host, Keith Smith. We were going to launch with a couple of light-hearted and informative interviews to give you something a little different from the normal, but as usual, events got in the way and we've had to change tack slightly. So before we roll out season one of our industry interviews, I wanted to address the elephant in the room. You know, the elephant that's rapidly gained all of our attention and jumped our happy train off its tracks and sent it careening down a hill. I'm talking about COVID-19, the coronavirus that's caused a global pandemic and, like every other major catastrophe, has caused every marketing person to go, "Wait, what?" So we put together a short show to offer some words of encouragement and maybe let you know that the light at the end of the tunnel isn't the 1215 from Paddington, it's hope. When we decided to launch this podcast series, we had no idea that the first shows would be birthed in the heat of a pandemic. And I guess it kind of makes sense given that the mothership, the Advertist, was also born in a time of upheaval back in 2014. It seems that wherever you turn, whatever channel you watch or listen to or read, that people are calling this an unprecedented situation. And don't get me wrong, it is. But it is temporary. To quote the British Chancellor, Rishi Sunak, it's, quote, a short-term period of disruption. In our world of marketing communications, CMOs and marketing procurement people are working from home, but they're not working. Businesses must still go on, and that largely involves every person doing their best to keep driving their company forward. From a sales and new business perspective, the interesting dimension to the corona crisis is that there is no blueprint for how to handle this. Nothing's off the table in terms of what to do next. And the same thing applies to our clients and prospects. There's no wrong answer, but as long as the answer keeps the ship pointing in the right direction, then it's a right answer. What we do know is that doing nothing is not an option, and people in sales do not do nothing. Remember, this situation is temporary. There is an end to it, and we need to do everything we can to get there ASAISP. As soon as is safely possible. Because when this is all over, we're going to experience a lot of pent-up demand and we need to be ready. I've been speaking to a lot of people in a lot of different types of companies and they all say the same thing. The fundamentals of their business are sound. And I got to admit, when I sent out a bunch of emails to our clients looking for feedback and reaction, I kind of felt like I was asking for trouble. But again, making massive assumptions won't get us anywhere. We need to know the truth, no matter how hard it is to swallow. Clients may have got a bit nervous and some may want to withdraw into their shells, but what they need from their agency partners are solutions. Creative, imaginative solutions. And now is exactly the right time to bring your A game and prove your value. What was normal then won't be normal now. The exciting safari we were all on a month ago has changed into a whale-watching expedition in Norway. It's a huge shift in reality, but it's still reality, and we still have to deal with it, and so do our clients. New products are still being developed and considered. Special offers and promotional incentives are still under review, and if you've got proposals to make, then make them right now, because nothing is off the table. Reach out. Make contact, show you understand your clients' needs, and propose ideas that will excite them and give them hope. People haven't stopped working, but they have stopped working in the office, so timely and relevant proposals will receive unprecedented attention right now. You literally have a captive audience, and with the right tone and proposal, you could very easily come out the other side of this with a win. So while the situation has changed, the needs haven't. There's no need to stop marketing. Brands need to reach into communities with soft-selling initiatives, help, advice and support, even humour, ready for when the consumer is ready to spend again. And I'll give you two great examples that have happened in the last 24 hours. First one, quite obvious, Chris Martin, the lead singer of Coldplay. He put on a live stream concert called Together at Home for fans. And secondly, in our industry, new business veteran Mark Young hijacked LinkedIn with a fabulous Screw This initiative to restring and turn on the Christmas lights in his home, which he then took a picture of, and other people followed suit. Now, a month ago, Mark's idea might have fallen between the cracks and not even registered on LinkedIn. People might have even thought he finally lost the plot. But when people feel uncertain, a move like that cheers people up and gives them hope. And from Mark's perspective, it might even win him a couple of new clients. In Mark's words, you have to know when the audience is ready, know how marketing works, and understand that this is a great time to build relationships. So in summary, my final points are, this is short term, this too shall pass, and when it does, there's going to be a lot of pent-up demand. Business prospects are sitting at home, spending more time reading, watching, listening to things they didn't have time for when they worked in the office, so make the most of it. And everyone needs to prove their value right now, so start driving your business forward with some fresh ideas that reflect our current circumstances. And please, be careful, stay safe, and happy prospecting, y'all.